Good morning. Our question today is, what should we be having in mind when we are saying the bracha of Shehechayanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? So as is known, we have a Shehechayanu the first night because we have a Shehechayanu on the Yontif. But there's a question, should we be saying Shehechayanu on the second night as well? Because Rosh Hashanah is Yom Ha'arich, that's one long day, so maybe you only say Shehechayanu at the beginning, the first night, but not the second night. And accordingly, because of this concern, what we do is, we have a new fruit laying on the table, ready to be eaten. When we say Shehechayanu in the Kiddush, or the person saying Kiddush could have a new suit on or something like that. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his Halicha Shlomo, he expressly says that we have to be careful because people could be inclined to just have in mind that they're saying the Shehechayanu during the Kiddush. So we're saying the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen and Kiddush and then Shehechayanu and drinking. They could be inclined to simply think about that new fruit, or they could be inclined to think about their new suit because they know that there's a suffix. Should you say Shehechayanu or not? And they may forget that the Shehechayanu is also on the Yontif, the second night of Rosh Hashanah. But that is incorrect. We have to have both in mind. In fact, he says as follows, Yesh lahazir lechaven bebirchas Shehechayanu shebikiddush b'lel sheni al hazman shel Rosh Hashanah. Fundamentally, the main concern, the main thing to keep in mind is when we're saying Shehechayanu during Kiddush on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you have to have in mind that this is for the Chag of Rosh Hashanah, but we are adding on, in addition to that, that we have to have in mind that pre, that new fruit or that new piece of clothing, because the concern here is if you only think about that new fruit, or you only think about that new piece of clothing, that is an extraneous bracha. We're turning that Shehechayanu into something that's not fundamental and necessary for our Kiddush. And accordingly, it is acting as a hefsek between the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen and the drinking of the wine. You can't throw in an extraneous foreign conversation there. Even if it's a bracha, bracha is a mitzvah, but it has nothing to do with the Kiddush, then that's a hefsek, and apparently we would have to say the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen again. It's a hefsek. In fact, in the Halicha Shlomo, he says in the footnote here, Delechora Hareza Domet, what it would be similar to is somebody who says the bracha of Hamotzi, Hamotzi Lecha Min Haaretz, and before eating the bread, he says the bracha of Shehechayanu on a new, beautiful suit. Certainly that is a hefsek, and you would be required to say Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz a second time because you had something totally extraneous right between when you had your bracha and between when you ate. So you can't do that. You can't be having a conversation, say Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and before eating, have a conversation with someone. You also can't say a bracha, even if it's especially because it's unrelated. Even though it's a bracha, but a Shehechayanu on something that doesn't relate to the Hamotzi, that would be a hefsek, and you'd have to repeat your Hamotzi. So it says, apparently that would be the same exact thing in our situation. If somebody, second night of Rosh Hashanah, says that Shehechayanu and only bears in mind the new fruit or the new clothing, that would be a half second. Could be then that you have to repeat the Borei Pri HaGafen. But then on the other hand, he says, in our situation, bidyeved, meaning if you already did it, it's not ideal. But if you did it already, if you only had kavana on the fruit or the clothing and not on the yontif, you would not have to repeat the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen a second time. Why not? Why is it any different than hamotzi and then saying Shehechayanu on a new piece of clothing and then eating that you would have to repeat the hamotzi lechem min haaretz? He says it's different here. Mikom makom bidiavad. If you already did it, nireh de'eino chozer mevarach shenis alayen, it appears that you would not have to say the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen a second time. Why? Because this person, he made a mistake. He's having the wrong kavana, but it's not that he's going and he's saying Shehechayanu on something totally unrelated to the Kiddush. He thinks that he has to say this Shehechayanu and that he has to have in mind kavana on the fruit in order to be able to say Kiddush. In other words, it's not something totally extraneous to the Kiddush. The person is making a mistake. He's having the wrong kavana, but he thinks that's the kavana that's necessary for his Kiddush. accordingly, it's not considered a hefsek, certainly on a bidyavad level. You already did it. It's not going to be considered a hefsek. That's going to obligate you to say the Kiddush again, because the person is saying it because of the Kiddush. He's saying because he thinks he needs the Shechayanu in the Kiddush, and to be yotze the Shechayanu, to be yotze the Kiddush, to be yotze the all the brachas, he has to have in mind something else, a fruit, etc. He simply didn't have the information that fundamentally he should have in mind the yontif, and in addition to having in mind the yontif, he should also have the new fruit or the new piece of clothing in mind as well. Have a wonderful day.